Two, one, two.
This is Johnny Super Dog. Ugly yeah. Show. We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more. True savages of podcasting game. It's Super Ugly Show time.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Holy shit. Fucking Richie Super Ugly Show.
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is dead. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is. You're a fucking mental patient. Camel toe is dead.
Fuck you guys. Super Rocky.
A lot of people don't
like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing. Come on, no! No!
That's a sweet spot.
If you're here to piss off people. How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky.
Yes!
Just saying this.
I gave up on jerking off.
Yeah, can't
fuck.
Yeah.
I am fucked.
Just saying this.
Super Ugly Show.
See, there's that buzzing. That's why I fucking.
Yeah.
That's why I maneuvered it. You got the buzzing back, and now yeah. I had to fix it again.
Yeah.
Don't tinker, Richie. I had it where it needed to be.
Yeah.
That buzzing is annoying to the listener.
What's up, guys? How are you? How are you, world?
We're good. We got our buddy Orlando here. He's over in the corner, social distancing.
It's been a year since I've been here.
No.
February. It's December. That's pretty
Holy
much a year.
Shit.
Yeah. Nobody puts Orlando in the corner.
Well, we had to. Me and Richie, we don't social distance. We tongue kiss before the show. Like, you know, we get
I'm
sloppy.
Like the wind.
Yeah, yeah. But he's over there, Swayze in it.
Yeah, he's like fucking 8 feet apart.
I'm just hoping that it ends like Swayze. You know what I mean? At least for his sake.
I'm not yeah, lifting Richie over my head. I refuse.
He died from prostate cancer.
Oh, that's great. That's something to wish.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what you like to do for your friends. Before we even get started, I want to start on a positive note, you know, lighten the mood a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I handed out some Bazooka Joe to everybody, and I just wanted to read these comments because, I mean, they were always hilarious when I was a kid. So I'm sure they're still just the funniest thing ever. So, I mean, Richie's got the mood lighting going on also for some reason. You know, we need to sit in the dark here, and I don't have my glasses on.
That's what I thought. I thought we were all going to make out with when I came down
well,
here.
You're
there
not
was some
allowed to.
Yeah,
you'll
I
get
can.
In trouble.
I can't.
You'll get in trouble. Me and Richie have already been making out. So we got Joe. He's at a counter, and he says, I ordered apple, waiter. This looks like peach. And the waiter says, what does it taste like? Joe says, I'm not sure. I have COVID-19.
I like that one. Where's John? That's another one, huh? I don't know where the fuck John is.
All right, so now we got some little kid. He's fishing at a watering hole. Here comes good old Joe with the patch over his eye, which I was like, why? How'd he lose his eye? That's what I want to know. How did Bazooka Joe lose his eye? You think some guy just prematurely ejaculated in his eye?
A blowjob accident.
And now because of it, he has herpes?
He's got.
Wow, I missed you guys so much.
He's got a semen shut eye.
So, speaking of semen shut, he walks up on the little kid. Hi, Pesty. Hi, Joe. Did you get any bites yet? And Joe said, Pesty says, no, I don't think my worm is really trying. That's good stuff.
Is that it?
It's good. Well, we got one more here.
All right.
And we got some guy with an extremely weird long neck. He might want to get that looked at. This enough for three socks. Seems like we're midway into a conversation here, but all right. And then Joe says, three socks. The other guy with the weird neck says, my mom wants to knit socks for my brother in the army. And she says, and then Joe says, why three socks? And the other kid says, he wrote in his letter, my buddy got his foot blown off.
So why the three socks?
Because he needs two, and his buddy's only got one foot, Rich.
Come on, Rich, that's simple math. I know we both failed remedial math together, but at some point, bro, you got to wise up.
You know.
So Bazooka Joe just knocking it out the park as usual.
Yeah. There's always got to be one.
How do you think he lost his eye off?
Bazooka Joe?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm 42 years old. I never thought about it. It might have been like a gun accident.
Well, because it's Bazooka, right?
Bazooka.
That's where I wanted to go first, but then I was like, you know.
But then you went in a really creepy place?
Well, the cum thing's funnier. Yeah. Someone losing an eye over the gun safety, that's not very funny, no, you know?
No. You can't ban cum.
No, no, you can't ban cum. I mean, except in like a preschool, then you can ban cum.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there should be no cum in preschool.
No, that's kind of disgusting. Yeah,
well, elementary school for that fact, too. Yeah. I mean, once we hit junior high, let the cum fly.
I
you know?
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
So how's everyone's week, Rich? Anything eventful happen to you?
Yeah, a lot of things are eventful, but nothing really that good.
Nothing worth talking about.
Oh, man. Horrible. I've been looking for a place for to put a business. And when I'm telling you that even though that there's COVID and everybody's going out of business, they're still charging an arm and a leg for rent.
Well, now's a smart time to open up a business, you know, when no one can go to it. So,
yeah, I know.
You know, it's really a wise business choice.
You know, it's weird, too, why they're charging so much money, too, to get into a place.
Because they still need to eat.
Yeah, I know, but they would rather leave the place empty than rent it out for a lower price.
Because they probably can't afford to turn the lights on at a lower rent. That's the problem. Yeah. Is that it has to operate at a high cost.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's. But they will leave it empty for another like 3 years instead of putting me in there.
Yeah, because they already own it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The problem with owning a business is like we don't see how much the electric bill costs. We don't see how much the bill costs. Well, yeah, but.
I pay utilities for everything, you know, for that business.
Towards utilities. Do you pay all the utilities?
All of them, yeah.
Even so, I would imagine that it costs too much money to rent it to you at a lower rate.
Yeah, I doubt it, but.
What if something goes wrong? They're on the hook. They don't have the money to fix it.
Not really, because I have to fix everything except for the roof. So, I mean.
You have to fix the roof?
No, I don't have to fix the roof. Usually,
in every business,
usually when somebody rents or leases out a business, I have to take care of everything, including like, you know, the heater and the AC. I have to take care of that. Everything except for the roof.
So it's not like an apartment. Something breaks down, I call the landlord.
No, not like that. No, I'm responsible for everything. So I mean, as far as that goes, it's like no, you know. And I did get a call back on a lower rate, but not what I wanted.
That seems unfair.
Yeah, well, you know, they, you know, you own a business, you gotta,
Did you try that, though?
What?
Saying that's unfair?
What is this, fucking Billie Jean?
Just tell him, be like, hey.
Fair is fair.
That's unfair.
I played a clip of that today.
Really?
Today is Helen Slater's birthday.
Oh, God bless
and
her.
And I was like, look, this movie was awful, but you will watch it beginning to end because you want to know
what
happened.
Yep. I love that movie. It's not awful. How dare you say it's awful?
Come on, the acting. Fair is fair.
I love that. Over a scooter.
Yeah.
It's all over. She goes, she kills a man. No, she shoots him.
Yeah.
She shoots him.
She shoots him.
It wasn't over the scooter. He was kind of like.
Well, he was a raper, too.
Right. Yeah.
He was very rapey.
Yeah.
With
Mr. Pulp. What's his name? Mr. Who?
I don't remember his name. You got me there. And the kid from
P. What is
and the kid from Christine's in it.
Yes.
Brother.
He was the
brother, right?
No, he was the kid's house they show up at. He's the rich
the
kid.
And
they,
who is the brother?
They kidnap him as they
Christian
throw up
Slater.
Air quotes. Christian Slater was his brother, yeah. And then Lisa Simpson is the girl who gets a period.
Yes.
She thought she was shot, and then she was like, no, you're just on the reg, you stupid whore.
And then she cuts her hair off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they all do. Fair. Everybody does. All the women do. And then the whole town looks like a bunch of lesbians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty gross, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That look was not a good look.
I know. She,
she was
so,
Supergirl
she
also.
She was so pretty with the long blonde hair.
We talked about this the other day, too. I don't find short hair attractive. I just don't. I like long, flowing hair.
Yeah, me too.
When I started dating Jess, she had short hair. She was able to pull it off. But it was short in like a styled way.
Lori Petty pulled it off in Point Break.
There you go. That's how Jess's hair kind of was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jess had it styled like nicely. And when we first, and I'm not a short hair type of person either. But she pulled it off. She looked really good with it. Now I'm like, no, keep it long because I like long hair as well. I mean, who doesn't? You need something to pull on when you're fucking her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Am I right, guys? Well, we're a bunch of guys talking, you know? Let's talk like men. Talk like men. So, Supergirl, though, too, she was in. Remember that awful movie?
One of the worst spinoffs
in
the history of movies, let alone comic book movies. Nothing happened in Supergirl.
No.
Nothing.
No, but surprisingly, it was still better than Superman 4. So
yeah, they went to the well one too many times.
Oh, that quest God. For peace was a pile of
Which
shit.
Which was the one with the three guys, the guy with the beard? That was three?
Two.
Two.
That was two.
That was the best one.
Oh, absolutely. That's Zod.
Yep.
Yeah, with Zod and the lesbian-looking girl, short hair. Remember? They had the dykey-looking bitch with her, and then the grizzly guy, which is very reminiscent of the guy from Raising Arizona, except he wasn't a dirty biker.
No, I'm looking at...
on that.
Why were you looking at me? I got lost in the chat here.
The guy from part two looks like the biker guy in Raising Arizona, except he's not dirty.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Reeve, Superman, will always be the quintessential. Like, I like Henry Cavill, but he can't hold a candle to it.
I think he's better.
No.
I do. I'm not a huge fan of those original Supermans. I think they stink,
were campy.
Actually. Yeah.
But, like, they were no less campy than Michael Keaton's Batman, and most would argue
Michael Keaton's Batman wasn't campy.
It was very campy.
No, it was
In
not.
Batman 2, when he's trying to when he's trying to work up the courage to tell Catwoman that
he's
Batman.
I've erased that one. I'm talking Batman 1, Jack Nicholson. And all the people, because it's Christmas time, so we have to find any movie that has a Christmas element to it and then dub it a Christmas movie. Yeah. So Batman Returns has been popping up on my feed ad nauseum lately.
When Jack Nicholson was killing all those dudes with the hokey opera music, that wasn't campy?
Not really, because he was murdering people. He was dark.
It was
he
almost
was just,
like a Cesar Romero.
It was
Joker
a mix of
murder.
Cesar Romero yeah. and darkness. I get what you're saying with that, but when you go back and watch Jack, there's an evilness behind him. It's not just this jokey, like Cesar Romero, there's no evilness behind him. Jack had an evilness behind him.
In everything he did, because I think in the back of your mind, he's about to take an axe, break through a door, and scream, "Here's Johnny."
But he also gases tries to murder the entire city of Gotham with gas. You know what I mean? Like, and through products. And, like, he's a murderer.
Maybe I was
villain.
Just like a cynical 11-year-old.
You
like,
might have been. Yeah, you might have been. Go back and watch that. The Jack one is not campy in any way. It's pretty dark. It really is.
Those products that he's using on the people are killing them, right?
Yeah. That's why they all stop using them. Everyone's dirty and unshaven.
Michael Keaton is on a date with, what's her name?
Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Vicky Vale.
And he walks across a 100-foot table to pass her the salt. That was corny as hell.
Well, he doesn't walk across the table. He walks around the table.
Like 400 feet long.
But you can't have a joke in a movie. I mean, that's a joke, you know? Like, yeah. It's like, look how ridiculously long this table.
That was
and they
the
even
tone.
Say, but they even mention it. He goes, "This is ridiculous." And they go to a normal right. table. Like, because
they go to the kitchen.
Because he doesn't have any social skills, Bruce Wayne. He's always just by himself.
Right.
So to him, at that table by himself, it's like, whatever, I don't have guests anyway. But once he finally has a guest, you know what I'm saying? Now it's ridiculous.
Well, then he needed to rely on Alfred to be his wingman.
Well, Alfred's a cock blocker, if you ask me. He's always trying to fucking cock block.
Who played
Batman.
Alfred in that?
I don't know. I know I could see him.
He was like an old man.
Know. Yeah, he was an old man. Yeah. I don't know his name, though.
Oh, Rock, I see you got the No Holds Barred poster over there.
Oh, that's right. Let's bring
devastated.
It up.
Devastated.
Yeah. You know what, too? I think that guy hits 80s, 90s, 2000s. I don't think the 10s, but he had 3 decades yeah. where you knew who that guy was from
one
something.
Role.
Oh, no. Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
One role that
but that was
epitomized
the, early,
the
that
decade.
Was very late 2000s.
Wait, what are you talking
that didn't
about?
Break the 10s.
Zeus. Tiny Lister died.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know that. I know that.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We were watching Santa's Sleigh that day, and he pops up. There's one scene where he's in it, and this is before he died. And I was like, oh, shit, look, there's Debo. And then, like, 3 hours later, I was like, oh, you got to be. I was like, what are the odds, though, that I happen to watch a movie? Yep. But if you look at that guy's IMDb, it's a fucking toilet paper list long. Yep. It is. It's impressive.
Give me some of that Super Devil juice.
He's got a lot of movies. Huh?
A lot of movies.
Yeah,
and you know what? I don't care. They never mention it, but in the Rick James, Dave Chappelle bit,
yeah,
Charlie says, and then his cross-eyed bodyguard came in.
Yep.
That had to have been him.
Yep.
Because, like, even the extra that they got to play him had the same look.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, 1,000,000%. Because you know he was a bodyguard before he was acting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he talks about that. He does a shoot interview.
Yeah.
And it was for wrestling, and it was a little frustrating because he talked more about Marlon Brando than he did about wrestling.
Yeah.
But he was an actor. He was in wrestling for like 5 minutes. That's what people didn't understand.
He had 2 matches.
Yeah.
Literally two matches. Zeus, yeah. He had the cage match and 1 other match at SummerSlam.
89.
Yeah.
Wait, who did he go against?
Hogan and Beefcake.
Hogan and Beefcake.
It was always a Macho tag Man match. Zeus. There was, and he had a couple run-ins. But matches, he
did
only
he
had
win,
two
did
matches.
He win? Did he win, though?
No, no.
Hogan. Never won, but it looked, see, that was the thing. Back then, we were kids. He was so scary looking.
Yeah.
You believed that he was going to kill Hulk Hogan.
I mean, he did win the battle of the tough guys. So,
he did.
You know, he was the toughest of the tough guys. Yeah, which, no holds barred, if you haven't seen that movie.
It's the most realist movie you've ever seen.
It's one. It's like The Room. It's like Troll 2. It's so bad, but so good.
My grandmother took me to the Patchogue UA. The movie theater was packed. It was the first time that I watched an audience in a movie cheer.
Yeah. Because back then, Hulk Hogan was still Hulk Hogan. So it didn't matter what the movie was. Hulk Hogan was in it, and I was like, yeah, sign me up. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. Dookie. Sign me up.
You know what the run-in was? Hogan was fighting the Big Boss Man on Saturday night's main event, and when he goes to the ring, Zeus is standing there with his arms folded, and he just starts pounding him down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
He's doing those bat clubs.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then he would do the...
No wrestling skill whatsoever, but we believed Hulk Hogan was dead.
Yeah, well, because Hulk Hogan can make anyone look good. That's why. As long as you fucking, you know, club him a little bit, he can make you look good.
Yeah. Macho Man was with him, too, though, and that guy was brilliant.
And then he's money, you know what I mean? But what I saw this promo they were doing, did you see the promo? Because it's been popping up. It's Sherry. She's climbing the cage. Dude, it is fucking... They're all coked out of their faces.
Yeah.
Like, they must be.
Was she screaming?
Oh, of course. When does Sherry not scream? But
look,
it's fantastic.
I know the girls today...
Hands up, Rich. Hands up.
Oh.
I know the girls today, they're beautiful, the divas, but Sherry was
a
pioneer.
They are not divas.
Not
How
anymore.
Dare you?
Well,
How
I'm talking,
dare you?
I'm going from that generation
yes,
on.
Yeah.
The thing Sherry did, climbing the ropes, jumping on guys,
physical,
nobody did that back then.
Sherry was amazing. And I was a face kid. I loved the faces. Right. I hated the heels, you know? And Sherry sold it so well that I was like, fuck this bitch.
Yep.
And now, like, looking back, like, back then I was like, this ugly fucking witch. Now I look back and I go, wow, she was actually a beautiful woman.
That
you know?
Makeup
but
made
because,
her look like a witch.
Yeah,
yep.
Because I hated her so much,
mm-hmm.
I just seen her as ugly, you know?
Right,
because
she was clawing the Ultimate Warrior's eyes out.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the how sexy was that one part where she's on her knees?
Yep.
As an adult, you look at that and you go, wow.
Wait, would you give him a title shot? I remember.
And she's
my
holding
mom
him by the
mad.
Trunks, and she's, his dick's right here, and her face is like, warrior, dude.
And I remember my mother flipping out, and I'm too young to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the big deal, Mom?
Yeah.
And then he was like, no.
Yeah. Dude, you go back and watch that today, and it is provocative.
Totally softcore porn.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that now.
So it was, Yeah, but she was great. And yeah, Debo. I mean, Debo, as far as for us,
that's one
of the most iconic roles of the 90s.
Friday.
Of course.
I mean, I knocked the fuck out. My bike, fool!
Yeah.
You know, like, what chain? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
He was believable. Like, he really was a decent actor. When you watch what he did, he
as
found
a badass guy. Yeah, absolutely. Like a big destroying dude. And then, you know, just even in Dark Knight, the little role he had where he actually showed a little soft side to him, you were like, okay. But he had that look where you're like, this motherfucker's just going to be like, fuck it. But he was the one to decide.
Oh, he was
no.
one of the, he was
on
one of
the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one who threw it out the window.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never had the pleasure
Spoiler
of meeting
alert.
Him. Every single wrestling fan that I know that met him said he was one of the sweetest guys in the world.
I've only heard the same thing. Yeah, that he's such a nice, like, complete opposite from what he portrays on screen.
Wow.
Like huge teddy bear, but most of those guys are because they don't have to be. When you're that imposing,
right.
It's like you're an asshole if you're that way.
Right. What does he have to prove?
Exactly. Like Richie. No, but seriously,
it's true.
He's not an asshole. He's an imposing figure. He doesn't need to be. So for like him to come off as that way, it's just like, well, it's like extra. You're an asshole because it's like, dude,
can you still kick over your head?
No.
No, but last week we were talking about how he does headstands and shits in his own mouth.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's his new hobby. It's weird. You know what I was thinking the other day? I was talking to Anna and a boyfriend, and I just wish I had, like a friend that was kind of like Stephen Hawking, just so I can take funny pictures. You know, like, because he can't do nothing. So, like, you know, say I stick a dildo on his forehead. Like, he's stuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could take silly, funny pictures, and it's funny to me.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
That's why you don't have a friend like that.
But wouldn't that
Thank
be
God he doesn't have a friend
But wouldn't
like
that be hilarious just to, for, like, for me to be funny? Like, for me, it's funny.
You're Emilio Estevez in the Breakfast Club taping the kid's cheeks together with the tape.
No, no, he's already an invalid, Rich. So, like, why not just have some fun with it? You know? That's
this is why he doesn't have any friends in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, I do. John Randazzo's my friend. He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's in
Florida.
But
he can work his arms, you know, so I wouldn't be able to pull it off the same. That's yeah. the difference. I need one that's completely Stephen Hawking that's just stuck.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think anybody.
I mean, after this podcast, I don't think anybody's going to be your friend at all.
Yeah.
But why? I try to help the handicapped community. Remember my great idea for their feet?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear my great idea for their feet?
I'd rather not.
Let me just tell you. Bro, do you want to sell them?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So we were discussing how, like, I was like, why do they need to keep buying sneakers? You know, you're just pissing money away. So my idea was, you know that shit they spray in the back of the pickup trucks? Spray that on their feet. Boom. You got stoppers, and you never need new shoes again.
Bedliner spray.
Yeah.
He wants to use bedliner spray on handicapped people's feet instead of sneakers.
Problem solved. Problem solved. I saw your phone lit up. Are you getting the axe? Get off! Run!
Get off!
Get away from this place!
Now, do you believe that would help them with their?
Don't ask me these questions, Rich.
Oh.
It's gonna save them a ton of money on shoes. They don't need shoes. They don't need them.
Yeah, but and I can't believe I'm dignifying responses here. The truth of the matter is, they are like everybody else. They want to wear shoes. They want to wear sneakers. They want to be another member of society. Go. So?
No, that's fine. No one's saying you can't be. But I'm just saying, stop pissing money away on shoes. Like, spray the feet. And you know,
what do you care? If they can afford shoes like everybody else.
Because there's no need for it. There just isn't, you know? Donate those shoes. Buy them and donate them. Someone else can get better use out of them.
You're not seeing things from their point of view.
They're just being vain, if you ask me. They're being vain.
They just want to be like everybody else.
But they're not. Sorry.
I can't wait for the day you break your legs. It'll be rock. Take those shoes off.
Let's go.
Well, I can still use them, though. That's the difference. Like, they're broken, but they will heal, and I will be able to use them again.
The opinions of these guys do not reflect mine. Just, I don't know if the disclaimer played before.
I'm just spitballing ideas, you know? No one's saying I'm perfect, but I think they're good. I think they're good ideas.
It's like, I have not seen you all summer. I have not had a chance to talk about the suicide prevention video. I haven't had a chance to talk about real serious stuff that I'm afraid of what your opinion is on.
Oh, man.
No. Well, we
you
don't
guys
wanna...
have always been supportive of that.
Yes, stuff. Of course I have. Of course I have. I even had my buddy help out in that one.
Vince Russo was phenomenal. Rich, did you see it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't support me on that, huh?
No. I did 100%. You
Rocky
asked me
did.
For a favor.
And he did.
And
one,
I got
and
it done
it off.
That day. Yep. I go. He goes, can you get Vinny to help? I go, you bet your fucking ass I can. I make a phone call.
And Russo was phenomenal. He really was.
Okay. What did he do?
He tweeted out and did everything he could, you know, in support of the Ashley Massaro thing.
Do you know the story of the video?
No, I have no idea.
It was the weirdest.
I didn't hear about it.
Look at that.
So
terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Brendan from Weedus and I wrote a song. I wrote the lyrics and Brendan put the music to it.
Okay.
And then we got Brendan, Vinny from Sponge, and Kevin from Candlebox to sing it.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be this big suicide prevention PSA. We filmed the video. I think you were there, Rich.
I don't think so.
He probably was. This guy doesn't remember yesterday.
Part of the video was filmed at the 1940s brewery. The other part was filmed with GoPros in their cars. Ashley was the star of my video. A couple of weeks before the video was supposed to come out. Unfortunately, she succumbed to her own mental illness. So we scrapped it. I wanted nothing to do with the video whatsoever. During the pandemic, everybody's mental health was going to hell.
Yes.
Clearly Rocky's. So
I'm yeah. saying, I don't know. I'm just coming up with great ideas. Josh here says, give me the Nobel Peace Prize. I agree.
Vinny called me and said, we should put the video out. So we got permission from Ashley's family. So it's up. Choose song official video. If anybody watches it, just share it. We're just trying to get the message out. With music, you're not alone.
Yeah, but, you know, Vince Russo,
he was amazing.
Of course,
Russo was
amazing. Our amazing leader of the brand. He was very supportive and willing to help. So, and I was, of course, you know, Orlando asked me for a favor, and I'll do anything for my buddy. So I did what I could, and Vince was more than happy to oblige.
Yeah, Rich,
plus,
I'm
him and Ashley were friends.
Think.
He knew Ashley.
He was Ashley's friend, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he knew her. So
I miss her every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's terrible because she left a daughter too. So you know, it sucks. That whole thing sucks.
That's
whenever, and like you always look at it and go like, you're just like, why? I wish you would just say something to me so I can talk you off the ledge. You know what I mean? But like, it's not that simple, obviously. But you know, in your own head, outsider looking in, you think like, no, it's so simple. Just talk to me. We can help you. You know.
Yeah. Well, I always learn this, that if you know, I hope you don't, but if anybody knows anyone that has lost somebody to suicide, it is absolutely natural to think that you could have done something.
Of course, yeah.
You need to realize that that's human instinct.
Yeah.
And then work on it from
and
there.
And your want. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I wish, you know, I wanted to be able to help.
Yep.
Unless you're a fucking miserable piece of shit, but, you know, most people would like to think that, you know, I could have helped.
Right.
So, you know, but it's terrible. And like you said, it is an illness. Like, people that they sit there and go, what a selfish act. It's like, fuck you. Like, you don't understand depression.
It's
like,
so complex.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it. And anybody that says that doesn't see everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the actual selfish ones. The people saying that they're selfish are the selfish ones that, you know, think it's so easy to just get by. But it's like, you don't suffer from this. So if it's easy for you to say that.
Right. Well, the next thing we're working on is a cover. And I could talk a little bit about it because it's almost done. But we got the legendary DMC to help out on it.
Oh, nice.
He throws a rap on the cover. It's amazing. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I hope it's better than that cover than a Puddle of Mud did for About a Girl. Oof. You've seen that one, right? I showed my brother-in-law that the other day. He never saw it. Oh, we were in tears laughing at how awful that is.
I honestly believe that he did that on purpose. Because everybody was talking about him the next day.
No, there's no way. Because he's a fan of Kurt's. Like, you could tell he was trying to be Kurt Cobain. Like, he was trying to channel his inner Kurt.
He put out an entire covers album, including Nirvana songs, and they did a great job.
Yeah, not on that one.
No.
Not on that one.
I really think that he...
Give me 1 second. I got to run up real quick. Go ahead.
I think it might have been a joke, because honestly, no publicity is bad publicity with these guys.
Yeah.
And I think what happened was... They had put out an album, but we were in the middle of a pandemic. They couldn't tour. Nobody was really relevant.
Yeah, but that was so over the top. Like,
right,
weird.
But what was the point of doing it? What's the point of doing a performance? Getting somebody to talk about you, right?
Yeah.
Had he done a Status Quo Safe Nirvana cover, it would have been just another Nirvana cover, especially since Post Malone just did an hour of Nirvana covers and blew everybody's doors off.
Really?
Yeah, it was him and Travis Barker, Blink-182. Nobody thought he could do it, and he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So what was Wes going to do? Go the opposite way, do a really terrible cover, and everybody was talking about him.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't want the attention in that way, but everybody was laughing at him.
And but streams of Puddle of Mud went up 400% that day.
And Sirius got huge, huge bump on their YouTube channel.
Oh,
if you look at any other Sirius video... They barely break 1,000 on their videos. Like their videos.
Let me ask you guys a question now. Why?
Why? What?
Why? Okay. Why does Cannabis and LL beef, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from Cannabis and LL still the one, or
because
like
LL's,
hold on, but nowadays the Cannabis or that 6ix9ine guy is just as famous, if not more famous.
Because they're more accessible. There's no YouTube. There's no social media back then.
No, I know, but like...
Because now
people
we get to hear both sides of the story,
people won't banish
too.
People no more.
No, but you get to hear both sides of the story. Yeah. We only got to hear LL's side once everything went down, because people will talk to LL.
Yeah, but when Cannabis put out his side, nobody even wanted to hear it. It went away.
But that's my point, because you can control that. LL Cool J can control that. Do you want me on your show, or do you want him? Because I won't come back here. So now it's, fuck you, Cannabis, we want him back.
See,
now Cannabis can go, hey, everybody, here's my side of the story on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go back to 1984 when Ronnie James Dio and Vivian Campbell, the original guitar player, broke up. Dio is the singer. Everybody listened to what Dio said.
Yeah.
Vivian Campbell was kind of ostracized from music until he joined Def Leppard.
Yeah.
He even said, if only social media was around back then, I could have told my side of the story. Now, more people are taking Vivian's side.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's not here to defend himself anymore, but We could hear Vivian.
You can't
inside.
Be silenced. Exactly. Yeah. Now there's no yeah. more being silenced. Like cannabis was silenced.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why. Wyclef turned his back on him. LL Cool J's LL yep. Cool J. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like I said, do you want me around or do you want this guy who has one song?
Yeah. It's just weird how like you could take somebody that like rats on people or that does this or something that people frown upon and he's still like selling and making money off of yeah. everything. It just boggles my mind.
You know what else we went through also for holidays? Most people don't even know this exists. And it is not a work. It's a complete, you know, shoot album. Scott Weiland's Christmas album. And it is fantastic. Like, it's done, and he does it like Bing Crosby. Like, he's legit doing a Christmas album, and I love it. I think
it's
great.
Nobody took it seriously because it was serious, and that was the problem.
And it was one of the last things he ever did, which is even crazier.
I saw the show back in 2011, I believe, at the Paramount, and the show was atrocious. He was awful.
Because you want Scott Weiland to be Scott Weiland.
No,
because
he was falling all over the stage.
Oh, he was fucked up.
He was bad.
This was towards the end of his run. As
he died in 15 because we just celebrated the anniversary. So a couple of years before
really?
He does
it. 5 years ago. It seems so much longer than that.
He put out the album with the Wild Abouts. He did White Lightning and the other songs. I was at his second to last show. I did his second to last interview. You knew that he was messed up, but he also performed better than I've seen him in 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like his comeback, and then 4 days later, he was gone.
Dude, to keep going with him, he might be one of the last great frontmen.
Because he had it all. Chris Cornell was one of the greatest singers in the world, but
he wasn't
known for the theatrics.
Yeah, he wasn't a performer. His voice,
yeah,
10 and up. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really get much better than Cornell.
Kurt sat there on a bar stool.
Yeah, but...
You know, Weiland performed.
Weiland was like Mick.
Yep.
He was moving, he was dancing, he was, you know, and... But his voice was there, too.
Yep.
It's not like he didn't have a voice. He was talented all around. But as far as frontmen go, and that's what, like, we were talking about grunge. Someone on Twitter had asked, what was the worst era of rock? And someone put grunge, and I'm like, well... I'm like, first of all, let's talk about grunge. There was really two bands that made it. That are considered grunge, and that's Pearl Jam and Nirvana. STP, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, these are not grunge bands. They're from Seattle, they're from that era, but they are not grunge. They don't have the grunge sound.
Grunge was a word that was invented by Bruce Pavitt of Sub Pop Records, who was just looking for a selling point. It was like when the Colonel said Elvis, the King of Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
He was nobody at the time, but it was a great nickname, and it worked.
Yeah.
You know... I think that if that dude who said grunge was the worst era just listened to anything a Flock of Seagulls did other than Iran.
But that's what I'm like, 80s new wave. And hairband stuff. Like, I mean, you had one band, in my opinion, Motley Crue and Bon Jovi. All right? Whether you're a fan of Bon Jovi or not is irrelevant. They made it. They're a success. Motley Crue, also, success. The rest of them didn't make it. That whole era was a bunch of fucking one-hit wonders who had one rock song and then one power ballad, if they were lucky.
Def Leppard had 7 hits on one album.
They're not hairband, though. They're not hairband.
They were until the drummer lost his arm.
Yeah.
And then they went completely synth pop, and it was almost like new wave.
Yeah.
Poison was a hairband.
That's
they
what
had
I mean,
a ton
like
of
Poison,
hits.
Rat, Warrant, you know, like those
Poison
were hairbands. You know, Wasp and...
Rat had 2 songs. Poison was uber
Poison
successful.
Poison was absolutely, for the time. Motley Crue could still sell out a stadium. Poison cannot.
Poison is doing the show with Motley Crue.
Yeah, because Motley Crue is throwing them a bone.
Motley Crue is not going to sell out without them. They're not.
You don't see. They
have you seen the shape Vince Neil is in lately?
I did, and when I saw that, see, Vince Neil's one of those guys where you see one video where he's god awful. When I saw Motley Crue with Kiss in about 2010, 11 at Jones Beach, you were there, right? They were phenomenal. The show was great. He sounded good. They all played well. I thought it was a great... It turned me on Motley Crue where I was like, I respect this band.
Around that time, he started to put on weight. I saw him do a solo show 6 months later.
He couldn't hit the notes. I saw the video. Yeah, it's not good. It was not good. But if he works at it, he's also comes across as lazy to me. Where, like, he thinks he should just be able to show up and I'm Vince Neil, just deal with it. Mm-hmm. But if he actually wants to do good, he can. I feel like he can.
There was some other bands from that era, though. I mean, to me, Guns N' Roses was a grunge band. Duff McKagan was from Seattle. While Poison was talking about having nothing but a good time, Guns N' Roses comes on and says, "You're going to die." I mean, yeah. They were a grunge
Well,
band.
They went the other way. That's why. Right. But they looked like a hair band at the beginning.
Of course they
Axl
did.
Absolutely did. He had the big hair and the fucking leather pants.
Okay, they all
on one video.
Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different or no, Paradise part. City. Paradise City.
Which was filmed at Giant Stadium. The old Giant
Stadium. Was it?
Yep.
No shit.
What did you guys think about Bobby Brown's kid dying? That was messed up.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't
hear about it.
Yeah, Bobby.
Recently?
Just died.
Whitney's kid?
Whitney's kid, yeah.
The one that died in the bathtub? That was like years ago.
No, that was...
That was years ago.
No, the kid just died.
Christina Bobby.
Christina Bobby died.
Dude,
and
that
and,
was years
and
ago.
And Bobby Jr. died.
Oh, but another one of his kids died.
Yes. That's
no, that... Awful. Let me look that up. I didn't know.
Bobby Jr. died. So now, yeah, it's Christina Bobby... Bobby Jr. and Whitney all fucking
well.
All
the Christina, Bobby, and Whitney died very similar in a bathtub. Like that was weird. Let's see. Bobby Brown Jr., the son of singer, dies at 28. No shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bobby Christina. We're calling her Christina
so,
Bobby. Sorry.
So Bobby.
Oh yeah, this was a month ago. Okay, but I didn't hear about this. So okay, yeah.
Bobby, can you imagine
flew under the radar
being Bobby Brown and waking up and now seeing your son dead in the house now?
No foul play is suspected. I'm going to guess because it's 2020, they ruled it as COVID, even though who the hell knows what it was.
No, if he's
no,
that young,
I'm kidding.
It was either going to be a suicide or
drugs.
Overdose.
Yeah,
drugs.
It's an overdose.
It was a show that drug intoxication and, oh no, that's Christina, that she died pneumonia and brain damage. But that was when she passed out in the tub like Whitney did, right?
That's so fucked
I think
up.
They both died pretty much the same exact way.
Yeah. You know, when Weiland died... All I said was, because he was 48, I said, you know, it's tragic, but are we really that surprised when somebody who abused drugs and alcohol his entire life has a life cut short? And I had this woman call screaming at me that I was jumping to conclusions that it was drugs, which is not what I said. I just said that the drugs he did throughout his life contributed, and I don't need a doctor to figure that out.
Yeah, no, no.
And then when the report came out that it was drugs and all kinds of drugs, she called back to apologize. But it's like, look, these people, these rock stars and rock stars' kids, they have a different type of life than we do. They can't pick their nose at a red light without somebody snapping a picture of it and selling it to a tabloid.
Yeah.
They're under the microscope all day. People say, well, they're rich. What are they? No. They have a completely different type of life, and it is not easy no matter how much money they have.
Yeah, absolutely. People think that money makes life easy, and for a lot of people, it makes it harder.
It makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Daryl Strawberry made a great quote years ago. He was walking with his mom through a subway as they were bringing him to Shea Stadium, and she goes, look at that poor homeless guy. And he goes, Ma, I wish I was that homeless guy. Everybody leaves him alone.
Yeah. You know what? As fucked up as it sounds, when you're on that level, I'm sure, that moment of fucking peace and solitude, being able to walk down a street is almost non-existent at that point.
No. So, yeah.
Like you got to look at someone like, let's just say, Hulk Hogan or The Rock. He can't walk down the street. Like,
no.
you can't. Like, you can't just go to the store. Like, and that sucks. Like, I want a Red Bull. Well, I got to send somebody to go get it.
Right.
Now let me find somebody to go get it and send them. And
I like going to the store.
Yeah.
I like looking.
Gives
at,
you a sense of normalcy.
I like going to Walmart or whatever and looking through and window shopping. Like,
yeah.
I like
and the only way
like
he
that.
Gets to do that is at 3 a.m. when they open up special just for him.
Yeah.
And then he's got to do it at 3 a.m. or when they close or before
or
they
he's
open.
Or wear a fat suit or something.
Well, I don't know if The Rock's going to do
I mean,
that.
No, I'm saying a little extreme.
Well, honestly, wouldn't you?
Some people do wear not disguises, but they wear sunglasses, hats low,
right.
stuff like that.
I would
that.
Wear, you know.
But in today's social media world, everybody's recognizable.
Yeah. Yeah.
DMC did an interview with me. He said he's in the supermarket wearing a mask thinking I'm not going to get recognized, and people will run up to him and ask for a selfie with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, John just took a bunch of pictures with
Tommy Dreamer,
Taz, MJF, and they all had masks on. And it's like, I couldn't even tell it was Taz because he had the hat so low and the fucking mask up. You couldn't even see his eyes.
Yeah. Johnny, too.
Yeah. But and Josh, he did that for you, buddy, just so you know. He was not kidding. He's going to send you out that picture.
How is Josh doing? Josh, I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, he knows you're an autograph hound, and he even told me before he went there. He was like, I'm going to get something for Josh because I know he loves
Where
this
Where was
shit.
Josh? Tennessee?
Yeah, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's like a tourist spot. He lives in like a tourist area. Pigeon Forge is actually like one of the most, other than Nashville, like Pigeon Forge is the second like.
What are they known for?
Dollywood's there. That's where Dollywood is, I believe. Right, Josh?
Really?
Or it's like right outside of Pigeon Forge, but go to Pigeon Forge and stay there because like it's literally like, it's like, you know, Disney in Orlando type thing, you know?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
America's Treasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God bless her. She just put out a new Christmas album, too. Mm.
You know, I heard Ghetto Superstar before I heard Islands in the Stream, and my mind was blown when I heard that.
Hard really? Candy Christmas.
Yeah.
See, I grew up on a lot of country. My mother was a country fan. So Kenny Rogers and Dolly, there was a lot of that going on in my house. Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt,
so you
Tanya
knew immediately
Tucker.
When you heard Ghetto Superstar?
I knew
what
I was in the stream, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't correlate the two, but I knew the melody. Like, once, like... Because, you know, again, I'm 6, 7 years old, and my mother's playing Islands in the Stream. It's not really sticking to me like that. But then once someone said it, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, that's right. Duh, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
They're both great songs.
Yeah. Kenny
Bullshit,
Rogers.
Kay.
What?
Dolly Parton is my fifth cousin. Jesus. Bullshit.
Well, the fifth, I mean, Jesus Christ. That's like me saying, you know.
Prove it.
Yeah, Richie's my eighth cousin. You know, let's, yeah. Alan Jackson, that's another one. My mother loved him. There was so many. Brooks and Dunn. Like, I know a lot of country shit because of my mother. So, I'm a huge country fan. I like country music.
Never got into it.
No, you got to find the right stuff. That's why.
Well, today's like country is not country.
No, not today's. You would like outlaw country on Sirius. I know, you know, telling you, regular radio guy to listen. But, like, you would like that mud country.
Well, like Shooter Jennings and stuff like that?
Yeah, you would like that stuff, man. That outlaw country stuff is fucking, it's grimy. It's like, it's like the hip-hop version. Of,
who's the guy Dimebag Darrell did
like,
the album with?
It's like the hard rock version of country where, like, it's more like... how do you explain it? It's not so like, it's not pop music.
Okay.
Like there's pop country, then there's, you know, like country boy country, and then there's outlaw country. Like outlaw country is kind of like
David Allan Coe,
the dirty stepbrother of country, but it's great. I love it.
David Allan Coe did an album with Pantera.
Really?
It was David Allan Coe and the Cowboys from Hell. Yeah, and that actually was pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, Waylon Jennings, who is it? Shooter Jennings, right? That's another one. Who else would be considered outlaw? I can't even think of their names right now.
Mason Jennings is the grandkid.
Johnny Cash. There you go. Hank Williams
Johnny Cash
Jr.
I can't stand.
And Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is like, there's some songs I like. A lot of it I can do with that. I think people just like to say they like Johnny Cash.
When the movie came out, everybody was a Johnny Cash fan all of a sudden, and it was nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, Johnny Cash is probably more known for doing the cover of Hurt than anything else.
Right.
Than his own music.
Nobody
I mean,
knew anything about
Ring
Johnny
of Fire,
Cash.
Ring of Fire, you know, is maybe his second biggest hit that people would know even before the movie. But after that, everything everyone knows is from the movie.
What was the third one? A boy Named Sue, right?
A Boy Named Sue.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah. He's got something, but you know what I mean? Like...
No, Ring of Fire was
no,
covered
Willie's
by
not
everybody.
Outlaw. Willie's not outlaw country. Willie is he's your middle of the road
Willie's
country.
Willie's just a pothead.
Yeah, he's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting Willie down, but he's not outlaw country.
No, his behavior was more outlaw than his music.
Because he was a pothead. Mm-hmm. And back then, to say you're a pothead and be open about it, you may as well be an outlaw.
He was a hippie.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. He was a hippie country star. But, yeah, I love country music. That's why I can't wait to get back down to Texas. I want to get Jess into some country bars, do some line dancing, wear her boots. I'm not wearing any of that shit, but I think she's going to look great in her little straw cowgirl hat, her boots, her daisies.
Line dancing was the creepiest thing I ever saw in my life. I was at a bar in Farmingville. It was for an Angela's House benefit. There were 40 girls on the floor line dancing. And at first, I'm like, yeah, I got to tell all my single friends to come down. But they were so laser focused. They didn't smile.
No.
They didn't. There was no emotion.
But
their facial expressions.
They're all
every
insane.
One of them. They didn't even go to the bar. Like they didn't make money. They stopped doing it because they're all holding that same bottle of water, line dancing for hours. If you go up to them and mess with their flow, they will kill you.
Yeah, really? Jess's mom does it. It's not the type, like, you go there with your date, and then the guy hangs out with his guy friends at the bar while the ladies go and line dance. Whoa. Like, that's how it is. Like, you're not there to pick up chicks line dancing. If you interrupt them, they're going to be like, get the fuck away from me. I'm dancing. Like, leave me alone. Like, that's why I'm here. I'm here to dance, not to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that type of thing.
They started line dancing to everything. Like, they were line dancing to It's Tricky.
Yeah. Yeah. They can. And it's cool to see. I would never do it, but it's cool to see. And, like, you know, you got to remember, like, I lived in Texas, so, like, I've been to rodeo. In February, they have this giant thing. It used to be at the Astrodome. I'm not sure where they do it now. But in February, for 2 weeks, they have a concert every night. Now they started adding, like, regular acts. It used to just be straight country. Like, when I went, I believe I saw maybe Alan Jackson and Trisha Yearwood. And but now you'll get, like, Beyonce there. You'll get, you know, whoever. You know, not, like, Taylor Swift.
Did you ever go to Bald Hill?
Yeah.
To see a country show?
No, not the country shows. But the cool thing about rodeo is that you get a rodeo before the concert. So you're seeing the bull riding. You're seeing, you know, the bucking bronco shit and the roping and all that stuff. It's fucking awesome. It's a spectacle. And it's really fucking cool. Like, people look at that shit and they're like, ah, what a bunch of fucking hicks. But you go there, and it's all a bunch of fake cowboys. It's all a bunch of suburbanites wearing their cowboy boots, their Wranglers, and their hat.
What is it, like a Renaissance fair almost? But just with cowboys?
Well, that's what's funny, because you go to Texas and you're like, you're dressing up as a kid. You're not a cowboy. Like, you're dressing as one.
That's what drives me nuts about country music here. I was at Bald Hill doing an Angela's House event, and this guy comes up, and he's like, what y'all doing here? So I explained, and he goes, well, you're in the right spot, because country music folks, they're the nicest folks ever. And I looked at the kid. I'm like, didn't I graduate with you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like, you kind of look familiar. So God. Why are you talking like that? You're from Ronkonkoma.
But that's the thing. Like, even
you should have slapped him. What are you doing? Step out of
country, it. In the country scene, it's weirdly acceptable to pretend to be a cowboy.
To pretend to be a cowboy. It's the weirdest thing.
It is. It's acceptable. And, like, I noticed that they call them kickers in Houston when I was down there. We would have kids in my school. My I was God. In fifth grade. 10-year-old kids. Dressing up like cowboys, going to school like that. And it's like, dude, that's like me dressing up as a fireman and going to school. You know, it's like you're not a cowboy. Right. You don't live on a ranch. You're just pretending to be one.
You're a poser.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Pretty much.
But even if you dress that way, why are you talking like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But in Texas, it's way more acceptable. Like in New York, and you're walking around like that, and you're pretending to have this accent. Like if just one day I come down here, I'm like, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? Let's get the show going, all right? You know, like, Rich,
howdy. Oh,
but like, there's
howdy,
no other form howdy. Of music where you pretended to be from where.
Well, hip hop. Look at the hip hop scene.
Yeah, well, and that was before country.
And you had posers in the rock scene. You had metalheads that weren't metalheads that pretended to be.
But it wasn't a geographical thing.
No. That was, it could be, you could be anywhere, and you had posers of that. Yeah.
To have country music, you're talking with an accent.
And because New York isn't a country music scene. Like if we have two country stations, that's a lot, you know? And I think
I don't even think we have two anymore.
I know we
one
have
one in the city and one on the island.
Yeah, I remember my mother, again, she used to have it stuck on the country station, but there was only one.
94.3 The Shark was country 20 years ago.
Was it? Yeah, but I remember because, again, I'd be in the car with her, and until I was like 9, I was like, I'm not listening to this shit. You know, I would just deal with it.
Rich,
like,
okay. Your parents never?
No.
Nah, Richie's dad, he comes across to me like a rocker.
My dad was into like old Motown and stuff like that.
I can totally see that now that you say that, yeah.
Yeah, my mom, she liked freestyle music, Spanish music, she liked like Luther Vandross and stuff like that, you know, regular 80s music and that type of stuff.
See, my dad was into the Motown stuff too, so I would get a lot of Motown.
Yeah.
Or I'd get a lot of country.
Yeah. Latin freestyle.
So, like,
80s freestyle.
I came up on Smokey, the Tops, Temptations, Commodores, all that shit.
Big Marvin Gaye.
Stevie Wonder, you know, like all that shit. And then my mother on her side, I would, you know, all the country people I listed before. But I love, that's why I love all types of music, though. And I love the way I was raised with my uncle owning a record store, which you know, obviously. He's world famous on Long Island.
Super Ugly, you're on. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Oh, hold on a second.
I can barely hear her.
Yeah, let me turn you up a second.
Hold on. Maybe it's this.
Let me step away
there
from
we go.
The...
There we go.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
I gotcha.
So what's up, Kay?
I was standing next to the tractor trailer, too. I was double-checking this time with Richie if it's okay if I throw my link in the chat.
Yes, of course. You don't have to ask.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You
don't support
you. I was busting your chops.
And I am going to get the fucking proof. I'm going to have my grandma email. She does all that ancestry shit. Dolly Parton and what the fuck is the guy's name? Captain Ralph Stewart, the guy that Mel Gibson plays in The Patriot.
Okay.
That's related. That guy's related to me and Princess Diana.
Jesus Christ.
So, wow.
You got some lineage.
My grandma, like fucking traced that shit like beyond any of.
Dude, the only cool thing I have in my old family ancestry is my great aunt Katie's, my nanny's sister, my grandmother for all you non-Italians. Her sister's godfather was Al Capone.
Or what?
My great aunt Katie's godfather was Al Capone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
My uncle by marriage, his second cousin was Ralph Macchio. Which means nothing, but in like elementary school, I'm like, hey, yo, the Karate Kid's gonna kick your ass.
Cobra Kai's back, brother. Cobra Kai is back and in a big fucking way.
You see the trailer? Chosen's back.
And he aged pretty gracefully, I gotta say.
Very gracefully.
You can see the wrinkles, but he's still, you still, and Kimiko too. You look at her and you go, she aged gracefully too.
Yeah.
It makes no sense that they're back, none whatsoever.
But they're killing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, them too. Well, they go to Okinawa, that's why. So you can't go to Okinawa and not
and
have
not
them back.
See.
But she supposedly, from what I read, she got into the ballet in Japan. Like, she achieved her dream. And she's in, like,
we
the Japanese.
We found that out in Karate Kid 3.
No, we didn't know that.
Yeah, we did. In Karate Kid 3.
Oh, he says it in
he
the
says
beginning?
It.
Okay. Why didn't she come back? Right. Okay, yes. Yeah. She got. But we didn't know she made it. We knew she got into a school.
Into a school.
Yeah. But now we know that she's made it. I'm more curious about Chosen. Because he was banished from the family.
Yeah.
Now you're dead to me. You know what I mean?
I heard he's Mr. Miyagi's son.
No, that was you making up a stupid thing.
What? Oh, yeah.
That made
you know what? That
no
would
sense.
Be a great...
Yeah, only Mr. Miyagi came to America after World War II, and the timeline just doesn't work out.
Yeah, but he could
have... That kid would have to be like 50, like
no one's
going to
remember. Look, Rich can't do math now. He proved that at the beginning of the show.
I tried explaining it to him, and he still couldn't understand it. I'm like, World War II ended in like 44?
Didn't Miyagi come as a child?
No, he sold out the Japanese and fought for the Americans in World War II. He even got medals, remember?
Yeah, for being
see,
a
I'm equating it to 2020. I have to go back to what was it, 1984, when the first one came out?
Yeah, the 84 was the first one, and he was a Japanese turncoat and came over to the Americans and killed his own people.
Oh, my God.
I wish Pat Morita was alive. I mean, imagine how good Cobra Kai would be.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing. It would be amazing. But
I
would it, though?
I haven't gotten into the Cobra Kai thing.
Okay, you gotta. It's fantastic. Like, go into it with a grain of salt, though, knowing that there is some cheesiness to it. But once you understand that, it is fucking fantastic. The way they bring everything full circle is really creative.
Elizabeth Shue still looks smoking.
So I thought
she was great in The Boys.
You were put off by it after everybody got into it. I remember you were all into it in the beginning.
I was into it when it was on YouTube. Like, I was stealing it off the Fire Stick because I was like, I'm not paying YouTube to watch something on YouTube. So
what is that, YouTube Red?
Yeah, it doesn't even exist anymore. They already get. That's why Cobra Kai ended up on Netflix.
It's like YouTube Premium.
Yeah,
and
but once
YouTube
Cobra Kai hit Netflix, it exploded. Like, everybody was like, holy shit, this is a legit
funny.
Good show.
It was like people discovered it for the first time, because we all did.
Yeah.
Nobody watched it on YouTube, right?
Me and Richie watched it, like I said, on the Fire Stick, but you're able to, you know, stream shit that, you know, you can get anywhere from it.
Right.
But we were watching it, and I was only, like, Kingdom. I was only able to talk about Kingdom to Richie, because no one else had seen it. Then Kingdom went to Netflix. You didn't watch Kingdom.
No.
You got to watch Kingdom.
What's it about?
Have you guys watched The 100?
No, I have not. Let me explain Kingdom,
though. You gotta watch that shit. It, like, will fuck with your head about humanity.
I don't like sci-fi. It's sci-fi?
I don't like sci-fi really that much either. But
yeah, no.
It's like, I mean, it's kind of like Hunger Games.
Yeah, no, you lost me.
Honey, the second you said Hunger Games, I'm done.
You lost me, Kay. Sorry. You lost me. But to explain Kingdom.
Hey, guess what? I never got into the Hunger Games thing. But it is very much so. Let me just tell you the preface really quick.
Really quick.
So, we pretty much made the Earth uninhabitable because of radiation, yada, yada, yada. They send people up to space. The way that they do it, if you commit a crime, they float your ass out into space. But if you're under 18 and you commit a crime, they put you in this separate pod on a different part of the ship.
So again, you lost your
space.
Well,
they end up sending everybody down to see if Earth is uninhabitable again. 100 kids. And, yeah, it gets fucking pretty crazy.
I got to tell you, it sounds awful, Kay. I'm
sorry. What is it, like, Lord of the Flies?
Sounds terrible.
Lord of the Flies.
All right, Kingdom, real quick, because we're going to be wrapping up soon. Kingdom is centered around this MMA gym called Navy Street Gym. The owner of the gym is an ex, like, first-time-around UFC fighter, like when UFC was, like, originated. You know what I mean? He's, like, one of them old-school UFC guys. His two sons.
Like Chemo.
Yeah.
Or like Tuktaro.
Yeah. Or like, you know, Frank Trigg type guy.
Yep.
His two sons also train. One of them is a homosexual. He doesn't know it. Nobody knows it. And for the whole show, nobody. Like, that's a huge story arc during the show. It's only 3 seasons, 40 episodes. His other son is this loose cannon fucking, but the acting,
maniac.
The storing, the right, everything about it, every single character in that show is captivating. There's not a single character in that show where you're not drawn in by their story, whether it be Keith, Ryan, Alvy, Jay, go home if you get a chance.
It's on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah. Watch episode one, and I guarantee you. You will be hooked. Josh Anderson in here. Kingdom is fire. Thank you, Rocky. Katie upstairs, put her onto it. Nicole, Jess's friend. We put everybody I put Richie onto it. Yeah. Everybody I put onto this show thanks me. And
I'll
they get so mad because it's such a quick watch. Like, you can finish it in, not over a weekend, but a nice solid week.
What are they, 40-minute episodes?
About. Yeah. Yeah, about 40 minutes. And 1 minute, it's one of those shows where 1 minute you'll be laughing your balls off. The next minute you'll be enraged. And the next minute you'll be crying like a baby. Like, the last episode, 4 times I ended up fucking, not like blubbering, but dropping tears. Like, that's how powerful this show is. It is the best show since The Sopranos, in my opinion. And it fell completely under the radar. It was a DirecTV exclusive on this channel. I forget what channel it is now, Audience. And even if you had to subscribe to Audience. So it wasn't like everybody got it on DirecTV.
Is there a key actor?
What the hell's his name? Frank Grillo. He was in the later Purge movies.
He was Crossbones.
Yes.
Yep.
And
I interviewed him. Nice guy.
One of the Jonas Brothers is his son.
Okay.
Do not let that. You're going to watch this.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. But I, after watching it, I give this kid.
He's awesome.
He can do no wrong for me now.
He's awesome.
He was Nate Kalina. And for now, I'll give you a chance with everything you do because you were Nate Kalina. The kid who plays Jay is. Sleepers. He was one of the little kids in Sleepers to go way back.
Did the De Niro movie?
Yes. Yeah. He was also. You ever see the movie The Ruins where the kids?
Yep.
He was one of the kids in that.
He was the main boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was also he's actually in that show on Stars now, American Gods. Okay. He was the villain in the new Charlie's Angel movie, which, you know,
he does an awesome job.
But
have you guys seen that American Gods stuff?
I haven't, but I heard it's pretty decent. I heard
it's
pretty
decent. Yeah, everybody's saying it's pretty decent.
But that kid, he steals the show. Like, Jay Kalina steals the show. He's that fucking good, and he's such a fucking maniac.
So good.
But again, he's one of those guys that's a maniac, but he wears his heart on his sleeve. And if he's with you, he'll be the first person to jump in front of a bullet for
great
you type
character.
Of person.
Great character.
And everybody is relatable. Like, they feel like real people. They don't feel like, you know, written TV characters. Like, you watch them and you're like, I can imagine this person existing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so fucking good. I can't give that show enough praise. It drives me nuts that it didn't get the accolades it deserves. Like, that show should have swept every award show there was. Every person on that show should have won a fucking award for it. Yeah. The writing, everything.
They should be continuing to write it, but they're not. So.
Well, there's a movement now. Netflix picked it up, and there's been a big movement of people now discovering the show saying, what the fuck, bring this back. We want season 4 of Kingdom. The problem is the way it ended perfectly. Like, you don't want to fuck with it now. Like, I would love to see more.
Spin it off. Don't.
Like, I would love to see more, but the way it ended, I was like, you might ruin it. Don't, like, just leave it. Everyone, like, we got 40 episodes, and it's 40 episodes of perfection. There's not a bad episode in the 40. So, yeah, Kingdom. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Kay, thank you. Drop the link in the chat there. Everybody go check out Kay. And that's it for us tonight. Unfiltered Marriage will be on. Hey. Yep.
I was just getting ready to ask if Jess is going to be live tonight.
Yes. We're going to be live in a half hour, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everyone checking us out on the brand, if you listen to the audio version, we're live every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to Super Ugly Show on YouTube. Not the Super Ugly Show, just Super Ugly Show. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. You get notified as soon as we go live every Tuesday night. Shout out to the boss, the one and only Vince motherfucking Russo. Oh, also shout out to Eric Bischoff giving us a big rub. Biggest numbers the brand had because Eric Bischoff spent a whole bunch of time trashing us. And everybody came over to the brand and signed up. We had the most sign-ups for the brand this week because Bischoff, that dumb fuck, sat there. I swear to God. Realm Network called Vince. They're like, dude, we had the best numbers we ever did. Wow. We had more subscribers this week than we've ever had. So thank you, Eric Bischoff, you fucking idiot. Keep riding that fucking Russo dick, you asshole. But shout out to our lovely boss, the one and only Vince motherfucking Russo. I love that man. Go to russosbrand.com. You can still get the first month free.
And Vince, thanks again for Choose Song.
There you go. You can still get the first month free. And then after that, it's only $3.95 a month, but you're getting so much great content. Of course, you're getting Vince's shows. You get Bin Hameen. You get Stevie Richards. You get Shane Douglas. You get Super Ugly, Unfiltered Marriage, and so much more. So go to russosbrand.com right now and go subscribe. Also, OP Radio. Go to opradio.com. Check out the OP Radio podcast. He had a two-party with the great Pat Duffy. If you've never seen the Baby Bird video, search Baby Bird video Opie and Anthony in YouTube. Sorry if you get a little queasy, but it's so unrealistic that you're going to watch this video and go, that's not real. I assure you, it is 100% real. Go check out Opie Radio, wherever you get your podcast. I get them on Spotify, but you can get them wherever you get your podcast, or just go to opradio.com and get it there. Also, statementgames.com. Go to Statement Games. Place your free prop bets. You can spend money to win, but you can play and win for free also. Yeah. So go to statementgames.com. You win cash gift card prizes or other type of sports memorabilia, even tickets. I don't know if some games are having audiences, and maybe they have tickets to give away.
I think like Kansas City's 20% to
70%. Yeah, I know Texas has people in their crowds, so I don't know if they are giving out tickets, but they might be. But you still, like I said, you can win gift cards. Hey, you win one, you give it as a gift for Christmas. So go to statementgames.com. Want to thank Orlando for coming out, checking us out. I'm not going to promote anything for you because I don't know if you want us to, but I just want to thank you for coming. We missed you, buddy. It's been way too long.
Check out Choose Song on YouTube.
There you go. And that's it. Unfiltered Marriage up next. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Peace. I gotta do that more. That's a good one.